This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Score evenings. Weeknights 6 till 9.
He was supporting his son, but he was skeptical. I mean, you know, look at, Carl Williams on Twitter. You know, you can Google it, but, you know, he would tweet things that were, you know, things that made the coaching staff look bad. So it was pretty obvious, you know, how he thought the season was going, and, you know, they didn't play well. I mean, everything he thought could happen, sadly, did happen. I mean, he saw it coming, and that's one of the reasons why he was so passionate about his willingness to take bullets and do what was necessary for his son to have the best chance of success.
That was Seth Wickersham with the Midday Show, Rahimi and Harris, right here on The Score, talking about Carl Williams, father of Caleb Williams, and what he told him for Wickersham's upcoming book with a lot on Caleb Williams. I'll give you my thoughts on that a little bit later this hour. My guest coming up in just a second, I'm sure, has thoughts on that. I'm live from the Hyundai Studios and brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Time now for that guest to join us. He is the Bears beat reporter for the Bigs, and he joins me on the Circus Sports Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Always a pleasure to talk Bears with Herb Howard. Herb, how are you this evening, my man?
I'm all good, Rami. How you feeling, man?
I'm good. I'm asking sincerely, how are you? Because there is, I didn't think I'd be saying this on the airwaves of Chicago, but a dust storm moving through the area. Are you inside and safe and all that?
I am relatively safe. Okay. I am out in the south suburbs right now in University Park. My little cousins were going to their prom send-off, so we're standing outside taking pictures, trying to get them off in their cars, and dust storms came like this, blowing through, blowing balloons and backdrops and everything else around. It's okay. It's all good.
It's wild, man. Some of these images and videos that I'm seeing on social media, it's wild. So I hope everybody, including Herb Howard, is staying safe out there. Herb, and I'm going to, for folks who don't know, if you've been under a rock for the last 24 hours, I'll give you more detail on it coming up. But you heard a little bit there from Seth Wickersham, who's got the upcoming book, American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. A lot about Caleb Williams and his dad not wanting to come to Chicago and considering going to pretty extreme measures to make that happen. What was your reaction to this story, Herb?
It's not surprising. I mean, there was this time last year, there was so much talk about that. Even a little bit earlier this time last year, there was so much talk that, you know, Caleb Williams maybe didn't want to become a Chicago Bear. And quite frankly, right, you look at the history of the Chicago Bears, specifically at the quarterback position, their inability to develop one, their inability to identify, you know, good ones. And so, listen, if I believe myself to be, you know, the premier prospect at the position, would I want to become a Chicago Bear? And I think you ask honestly, maybe you probably wouldn't. And maybe you would try to exercise some options to see, could I do something else? So I don't blame them for that. The only thing was, all these reports were denied and like, no, it's not happening. And then all, you know, Keller Williams supporters, like, he never said that. He does want to be a Bear. It's like, well, now we know that there was some truth to that. There was too much smoke for there to be no fire to that story last year. And I think that, you know, ultimately, I think he met with Ryan Poles and the Bears and decided, well, okay, maybe we can make this work. He also didn't have much leverage. Ryan Poles said, we're going to draft you anyway. So what's going on, right? And I think that Ryan Poles, you know, is a very smart man. It would not have been a smart thing for him to do, you know, to basically force him or convince him to be a Chicago Bear and then kind of throw him under the bus and tell this particular city, hey, he didn't want to come here in the first place. So I think everybody just tried to deny what most of us kind of knew was happening behind the scenes, and it is what it is. Now it's water under the bridge. He's a Chicago Bear. They've done everything they can to build around him, at least at this present moment. Obviously, we know the debacle that was last year, starting with, you know, bringing in Shane Waldron and everything else that just went around that. But I think right now he's in a pretty good place that should give him the chance to reach his maximum potential.
You're right that there were whispers of this, and it shouldn't come as a total surprise or shock to anybody, Herb. There was two things about the story that surprised me. One, the links that they did consider going to, yeah, including signing in the UFL. And then the other thing that surprised me was, like, I knew it was bad in terms of their handling of Caleb Williams and just the whole offense last year. But no one told him how or what to watch when he watched film. He would just turn it on. Those two things about the story, Herb, those two were like whoa moments for me when reading the articles or the sort of the summaries of what's coming up in this book.
No, I agree with you, because you talk about a kid who's wanted to be the number one overall pick in the National Football League since he was 11 years old, and you're starting to consider, you know, going to the USL for a time so that you can then come into the National Football League as a free agent. That's an extreme measure, which was probably not likely. I guess going back to school was an option, but also not likely. And then you talk about what happened to him once he got to the Bears and just not sitting him down, not only to not watch film with him, but not to teach him how to watch film when he's on his own. What am I looking for? It's like, hey, look at this picture and just tell me what you see. Like, I don't know what I see. It's just, it's like a, you know, one of those fancy paintings. Like, well, I see this. What do you see? Yeah. And everybody sees something different, and nobody's telling them what he should actually be looking for. And I think that is absolute malpractice. It's negligent. It's offensive. Like, it is bad on every single level, but it's not common to how the Bears have dealt with quarterbacks, not only in recent history, but throughout the entirety of their history for the most part.
And Herb, talking with Herb Howard, Bears beat reporter for the Bigs here on the Score Evening Show. I feel like we should clarify for people who are hearing this stuff. Some of this sounds like it's coming directly from Caleb Williams. All of this is Caleb's dad telling Seth Wickersham and other sources what Caleb was saying and thinking during that time. We haven't heard from Caleb Williams directly address or tell us what he was telling people or thinking at that time.
Yeah, I think it would still be interesting to see, you know, the timeline of some of these things. And I've heard people, you know, huge shout out to Layla and Marshall, how they, you know, handled that particular conversation. And just trying to put together a timeline for when these things were said, when these things were happening. We understand that Coach Waldron was ultimately fired in the middle of the season, as was Coach Eberflus. But when were these conversations had? And, you know, like, how does that all come together? I think the timeline is still a little bit of a piece that matters, but mostly it's all in the past. Those coaches are gone. You hit the reset button. Caleb is here. Caleb will be here for at least the next four seasons. And, you know, hopefully him and Coach Johnson can build what everybody hoped would be built once Caleb was drafted as number one overall pick.
He seems to kind of be a Teflon type of dude that things don't really stick to him. He doesn't let things get to him in terms of how he handles his people's perception of him in the public eye or the media. Do you think this hangs over him in any way? I know we might hear from him next week at mini camps, but whenever we hear from him, he's going to have to address this, is he not, Herb?
Sure. Yeah, he'll have to address it. There'll be several questions about it, and I think he'll answer them well. I think he dealt with all of the turmoil last year very well without ever, you know, specifically throwing anybody on the bus. We saw some of the body language things on the sideline and, you know, kind of laying down, so to speak, on the bench, but the frustration has to mount, you know, and eventually it comes out. But in terms of, you know, what he actually said and how he addressed the public, he never did any of those things. So I don't expect him to do that going forward. I think he'll handle it. I'm sure they're working through some of those answers and what those questions may or may not be right now. I think he'll handle that part of it just well. Now, the pressure part of it is legit, right? He has to go out and perform, because I think this does add a little bit of pressure to him in terms of the expectations and how he must show up and deliver. Now you got everything around you. You got, you know, Coach Johnson, widely regarded as one of the brightest offensive minds in the National Football League. They go out, they invest in the offensive line, they can continue to bring in offensive weapons for you. Now these things are around you. You got to go out and produce. And I think this is just one more thing. Just adds a little bit of pressure for, you know, anybody who's, you know, still waiting to see or waiting to determine, is he actually the guy to lead this team to his next Super Bowl? And I think it's just a little bit more pressure that is now upon him, whether coming from himself, coming from his father or whatever. I think it's a little bit more pressure for him to perform. But I think ultimately, being a number one pick and, you know, being this projected savior of the franchise, the pressure was there anyway. So I don't know that it changes a whole lot, but it is just one more piece on the scale.
Talking Bears with Herb Howard, Bears beat reporter for the Bigs here on the Score Evening Show. In other Bears news this week, Herb, the schedule was released earlier this week. What jumps out to you? What stands out to you when looking over the schedule for the Bears this year?
Two things jump out. It's a pretty early bye, which, you know, for a new team, yeah, new regime, relatively young team, that could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing, right? So we'll see, you know, how they're playing at that point. I think the schedule does give them an opportunity to get out to a fast start. You get J.J. McCarthy coming into your home field. You got Monday Night Football. He's returning to the Chicagoland area as a hometown kid. There's going to be a lot of pressure on him in his very first start. You got a veteran defensive coordinator and Coach Allen that should be able to trick him up a little bit. Maybe you cause a couple of turnovers and you come out of that game 1-0. You go to Detroit, maybe don't win that game, but then you have to come back home and get an opportunity to beat Dallas and then go to Vegas and be the team that you should be better than. And then you can get to that bye at 3-1. That gives you a little bit of cushion because this schedule is tough. They got a lot of tough road games. You talk about going to Washington, trying to exercise those demons from last year. That's going to be a tough game. Later on, they're going to Baltimore. They're going to Philly. They're going to Cincinnati. They're going to San Francisco. So these are going to be tough games in addition to the road division games. And so they got to take care of business at home. That's what jumps out to me. One, the exciting game of going back to Washington, see if they can exercise those demons. You got Caleb and Jaden and that entire conversation about, you know, who's better and did the Bears pick the right guy, all that stuff, I'm sure Caleb hears it, but also we know how the game ended last year, and they want to go back and kind of deal with that. So that's a game that kind of jumps out to me. And then, you know, going on the road to face a team like Baltimore that's complete, they got a good defense, they got a good offense. Can the Bears compete in those types of games? I think they got a really tough road schedule. They're going to have to take care of business at home. And if they have to happen to take, you know, some losses on the road, can they then come back home and get right against teams like the Saints, the Giants, the Browns when they have them on their schedule?
I've seen some people, and maybe the voices in my head too, Herb, call that Washington game a must win in May. We're calling a game a must win. Is it that serious? Is it that serious, Herb?
Listen, if you go off the 24 season, I guess it is, right? They didn't win another game until 2025 after that loss. So, you know, maybe it is that serious. I don't think it's that serious. I just think that, you know, it's an opportunity for them to go in there and deal with, you know, something that kind of derailed their season last year. They didn't play well that game for the majority of it anyway, but they were probably had seemingly found a way to win it, and then they gave it back, and then they weren't able to recover throughout the rest of the season. So I think it's just, like I said, it's an opportunity for them to exercise that demon from last year. It's an opportunity for Caleb to go and say, hey, I am the premier guy. I was chosen number one in this class for a reason. No disrespect to Jaden Daniels. He won Rookie of the Year. He played well. He led his team to the conference championship. All of those things. But I am the guy. It's an opportunity for him. It's an opportunity for the Bears. And I think that, you know, it is an important game. Like, everybody will have their eyes on that game. I wouldn't go as far as to call it a must win. But it's important. It's important.
Anything to take away from rookie minicamp last weekend?
As far as the players, no. You're talking about world-class athletes just running around in shorts and T-shirts. I'm never impressed by that. You know what I mean? They're world-class athletes. They all look good. in shorts and T-shirts. You know, they've been training since the season ended for the combine and pro day. They're in the best shape of their life. So nothing impressive about what they were doing. What I was most interested to find out coming out of rookie minicamp was how the coaches operated. How did they orchestrate practice? How did they set it up? What was the tempo? What was the pace of practice? What was their demeanor? You talk about, you know, having Ben Johnson be the head coach for the first time. How is he moving around the field? How is he conducting this thing? And then those veteran coaches that they have. We talked about Coach Allen, but you talk about Coach Eric Bieniemy with those running backs. You talk about Antoine Rondalell with those receivers, Coach Al Harris with those DBs. How are those guys orchestrating their drills and coaching up their guys? To me, for a rookie minicamp, that was more interesting with this, you know, first-time staff than, you know, watching these world-class athletes run around in shorts and T-shirts.
Did it feel different from that standpoint? All those things you described, the tempo and the energy of the practice, did it feel different already?
Yeah, I love the staff. I just think they're great teachers. I think they're really good communicators. They're very experienced. I think they're a staff that Coach Johnson is going to be able to lean on as he's kind of doing a lot of things for the first time. And you look at some of the clips that came out from Eric Bieniemy coaching up those running backs as they were going through bags and cones, and you feel that intensity, and you just kind of set the standard for what we expect around here. This is the standard. This is the expectation. And you set that early, and the earlier you can do that, the better. And you have to come out and be stern with some of these guys, because you can always pull back a little bit, right? If you feel like you're coaching them too hard, you can always pull back. But if you start off kind of lackadaisical, it's really hard to then increase that intensity and have guys buy into it. And so if you set the standard early for the rookies, for the vets when they get here, everybody knows what the standard is. Everybody knows how they're going to be coached up, and then you can go from there. And I think you saw some of that, and you heard some of the reports from that coming out of rookie minicamp. But it's absolutely what I expected, just considering the staff that Coach Johnson has assembled.
And if Ben Johnson just watches film with Caleb Williams, that's an upgrade over what they had last year.
That'd be an upgrade. That should happen.
Yeah, that alone would be a step up from what we had last year. That's Herb Howard covering the Bears for the Bigs. Follow him on Twitter at HerbHoward411 and get all the latest on your Bears. Herb, you know I always appreciate the time and the insight, man. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And he joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. I almost jumped right past Cubs and Sox and started the show with this whole Caleb Williams thing, because I got thoughts, man. I got some thoughts, and they might not mesh with some of your thoughts, and we can hash that all out at 312-644-6767. We'll break it all down and hash it all out right after this. It's Rami Makhlouf. It's the Score Evening Show, and back right after this on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The Bears.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Bears were all in on Caleb. I mean, they did not scout Jaden Daniels. You know, they were all in on Caden and on Caleb. And so, like, he was their guy. And, you know, how, whether that was wise or not, you know, who pans out, who doesn't, you know, a lot of that has to do with luck and circumstance, but, you know, the jury's out. And, you know, Poles made some decisions. He let go of the head coach. He brought in a new one. He got a guy that I know a lot of offensive minds around the league study and steal from. And so I think that, like, you know, there is that opportunity for Caleb to have the pieces in place that maybe would have been better to have a year ago.
That's Seth Wickersham, author of the upcoming book, American Kings, a biography of the quarterback, on with Rahimi and Harris right here on The Score. Use your Odyssey app and that rewind feature and go back and listen to that interview or anything else that's aired on these airwaves. Seth talking there about what might be, what could be in the future with Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. But in his book, he talks about what was in terms of the process leading up to Caleb Williams getting drafted by the Chicago Bears, and a lot of sort of eye-opening stuff in there when it comes to Williams and specifically his father, Carl, who told Wickersham, quote, "Chicago is the place quarterbacks go to die." And also in the book, Caleb Williams wondered aloud to confidants, "Do I want to go there? I don't think I can do it," with now former Bears offensive coordinator Shane Waldron. And man, they looked into great lengths to avoid coming to Chicago and being the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. He looked at, first of all, he talked with Archie Manning and tried to figure out exactly how he got his boy Eli out of San Diego and to New York. They looked into signing with the UFL so that he could be an unrestricted free agent next year. He told several agents, Carl Williams told several agents in 2024 leading up to the draft, "I don't want my son playing for the Bears." Just flat out, "I don't want my son playing for the Bears." Now, he took issue with the rookie cap and the rookie pay scale as well, saying it's just unconstitutional. Said he read the CBA and it's, quote, "the worst piece of crap I've ever read. It's the worst in sports history." But he was more just concerned with his son and what his son wanted and where was the best place for his son to go and play and succeed and reach his full potential as a quarterback in the NFL. And according to Carl Williams, after a meeting with Kevin O'Connell, Caleb told Carl, "I need to go to the Vikings." "Let's do it," his father replied, but they both knew a trade to a divisional rival was unlikely, and Ryan Poles told Williams, both the Williamses, "we're drafting you no matter what." That's when, and again, after looking into some pretty extreme measures, they thought there was one sort of nuclear option after that, if they were really going to force their way out of Chicago and out of the Bears, and that was to publicly attack the Bears and the city of Chicago, hoping it would make the situation untenable. But as Carl told Seth Wickersham, he's worried about me taking bullets. "I don't care. I just don't agree with that bleep. I'm more interested in making sure that he can do what he wants to do." And then after a visit with the Bears and in the city of Chicago, he told his dad that "I can do it for this team. I wasn't ready to nuke the city." He says, "I'm going to the Bears." The Bears, for their part, have declined to comment on this story. But Caleb Williams and his dad considering extreme lengths to not be the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. And I know that this story is going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, and people who maybe Caleb Williams already rubbed the wrong way. I know a lot of people probably feel like Boomer Esiason does on Geo and Boomer over on WFAN in New York.
When you think about this, I think a lot of these kids and their parents are nowadays, and that the level of entitlement is breathtaking. And it's no wonder why he failed initially, and it's no wonder why the coach got fired. So now they go out and get an offensive coach in Ben Johnson, and you know what? Now it's on his ass. It's going to be on his ass to live up to these so-called lofty expectations that he has for himself and that his father has for his son. You know, and I understand, you know, that there could be a discussion, hey, this is where quarterbacks go to die. Well, you know, go fix it. Be the reason that the team is going to turn it around and you be the player that you think you are. And I would just tell them, you know, just keep your mouth shut. You're going into the greatest league that there's ever been for the sport that we all love. You're going to have a chance one day to make $500 million because guys like me and guys before me all went on strike so you could actually make more money. So keep your pie hole shut and go out and play football and earn your keep and earn your respect.
Okay, Boomer. All right. I stole that one from my producer, Adam Studzinski, but okay, Boomer. The level of entitlement is breathtaking, and it's no wonder why the coach got fired. No, that is not what... The coach got fired because he watched 30-plus seconds run off the clock without running a play or calling a timeout on his way to a 10-game losing streak. That's why the coach got fired. It is no wonder why the coach got fired, because he's a bad coach. And I know a lot of you feel the way, maybe you feel the way that Boomer does, that this is entitled behavior. And I'm phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. Let's hash it out if you feel the way that Boomer Esiason does. But you know what? I don't blame him. And I wouldn't have blamed him had he gone to these lengths to not be a Bear. Now, attacking the city, I don't see a reason for that. I don't know why you got to go after the city that I love and will always call home. There's no need. Go after the Bears all you want, because you know what? He was right. He was right. You might not like hearing it. You might not like hearing it from that guy, but he was right. And I'll never understand people taking issue with someone speaking the truth and being right about what they're saying because you don't like hearing it. And you might feel like Boomer Esiason does, that he should go be the reason the team is going to turn it around and be the player that you think you are. That doesn't just happen, man. That does not just happen because you're that good or you're that... No quarterback walks into a building and single-handedly changes an organization. I know it might seem that way because that's the guy that the spotlight goes on and who we're all going to talk about when things are good and we're all going to talk about when things are bad. But man, there is so much that goes into making great quarterbacks organizationally. There's so much that goes into making great quarterbacks, and it's not a coincidence that Caleb Williams is about to be the third straight quarterback taken in the top 10 of the NFL draft who's going to be playing for his second head coach and his second offensive coordinator in his second year as the Bears quarterback. That's why quarterbacks come to Chicago to die. Or at least have historically. And that is why Caleb Williams did not want to come here. And you know what? Had the Bears seen it sooner, had the Bears been as smart as Carl Williams and Caleb Williams and seen this nonsense sooner, Caleb Williams doesn't have those concerns. If Shane Waldron isn't your offensive coordinator and Matt Eberflus isn't your head coach, you don't have those concerns. And if you saw it way further ahead, not just last offseason, if you saw it years ago, Kevin O'Connell, the guy who Caleb Williams fell in love with and said, I need to go and play for that guy, he would already be your coach. Because he got hired the same offseason that Matt Eberflus got hired. And they didn't even interview him. They didn't even sniff around Kevin O'Connell. Because they don't know what a good coach, especially one who grooms and molds quarterbacks, they don't know what that looks like. Or at least they haven't until now. But maybe last offseason, there were rumors that Ben Johnson wanted this Bears job last offseason. Maybe if last offseason you had the foresight to fire your terrible head coach instead of compounding the situation by hiring Shane Waldron, maybe you don't have that perception on you. And Caleb Williams was proven correct when he told his dad, "No one tells me what to watch," about watching film alone with no instruction or guidance from Shane Waldron, Matt Eberflus, or anyone else. Quote, "I just turn it on." Dude, how does that even happen? So read that and then take issue with what Caleb Williams said. And his concerns about coming and playing for the Chicago Bears as an organization and playing for the Bears coaching staff specifically. No one watched film with him or told him what to watch. Where did Shane Waldron come from? And I know I'm getting mad about things that are in the past. I understand that. But again, had the Bears seen this sooner, we're not having this conversation. And I hope they got it right with Ben Johnson. I really do. We don't know if they did yet or not. I hope they got it right with Ben Johnson. But where did they find Shane Waldron? And yes, I know he was the offensive coordinator of the Seahawks. How does a guy not script the first 15 plays of a game and not watch film at all with his quarterback or tell his quarterback what to watch for when he does watch film? How does that happen? How are you a coach on the NFL level and the most basic of things are slipping past you? And how do the Bears as an organization and Ryan Poles as a general manager and Matt Eberflus as a head coach hire that guy? How did that happen? I can't wrap my head around it. I literally cannot wrap my head around it. And I can't. And knowing that now, in addition to everything we already knew about the Bears and why quarterbacks don't succeed here, knowing that now, how can anybody take issue with Caleb and Carl Williams considering going to the lengths they considered going to not end up in Chicago and not be the quarterback of the Chicago Bears? I don't blame them for one second, and I wouldn't have blamed them in the moment either. I'd be saying, this is what we deserve. This is what the Bears deserve for the way that they've handled quarterbacks throughout my life. He's right, and I don't blame him, and I wish him all the luck in Washington or wherever else he might have ended up had the Bears not taken him with the number one pick. I really would have felt that way about it. I know that's easy to say now, a year later, and he's our quarterback, and most of us are happy about that. But that's how I would have felt about it. I would have said, I understand, and I wish you the best of luck, young man. But what this does now, moving forward, and again, I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. Agree, disagree with me. 312-644-6767. But moving forward, as I got that off my chest, man, I screamed pretty loud there for a second, huh? Now that I got that off my chest and I feel a lot better, that was boiling up inside me for the last 27 hours or so since that story came out. Looking forward, what this means, they have to. I cannot emphasize enough. If you were reading this right now, I couldn't capitalize it and increase the font enough to emphasize what I'm saying right now. They have to get it right with Caleb Williams. Because with this story out there now, out in the open, it's in the public for everyone to see and read and talk about. And yes, Boomer Esiason was right about one thing. A lot more pressure on Caleb Williams now. It's on his ass, as Boomer Esiason put it. It's going to be on his ass to live up to these so-called lofty expectations that he has for himself and that his father has for his son. pressure is up on Caleb Williams. But if you don't think people are going to continue to point fingers at the Bears and lay blame at their feet for quarterbacks coming here and dying, if it doesn't work out with Caleb Williams, you got another thing coming. Because this isn't just Caleb Williams saying this. This is a reputation the Bears have in the football world. And with good reason. They've earned it. They have 100% earned this reputation. And if they fail with their third straight quarterback taken in the top 10, this one taken with the number one pick in the draft, if Ben Johnson is not the guru that we all believe, or at least hope he is, that the Bears signed him to be, or if he's just not good enough to overcome the dysfunction that is the Chicago Bears, this story's coming back up. And this perception of them is only strengthened. And it's going to be harder and harder, whether through free agency or getting guys at the top end of the draft, to get quarterbacks to come here and actually, if they do come here, believe in what they're walking into. They have to get it right with Caleb Williams now. They did before already. And yes, the pressure is up on Caleb Williams, but the pressure is up on the Bears as well. Ben Johnson better be everything they said he was. The offensive line better be fixed. All these weapons they got for him better be everything that they hope they are. Because they have to get it right now that this is out there in the open air. If y'all want to talk about this Caleb Williams story, do you feel like he's entitled? Or was he within his rights and 100% correct about the Chicago Bears? Get in on the discussion. 312-644-6767. I feel better now. Rami Makhlouf with you at Score Evenings on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
Rami Makhlouf with you until 9 o'clock. I'm going to talk with Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider. He goes way back with Caleb and the Williamses. He'll join me at 8:25 to talk about this and all things Bears. When I say this, I'm talking about the recent revelation in Seth Wickersham's upcoming book that Caleb Williams and his father, Carl Williams, did not want him coming to Chicago and looked into some extreme lengths to make that not happen, including signing in the UFL, maybe addressing it with lawyers, labor lawyers and agents, or just attacking the organization and the city publicly and trying to force his way out. That way, in a nutshell, I understand where he was coming from and would have understood if he did that, because he turned out to be right. Everything he feared, at least for 1 year, turned out to be right in terms of his concerns about coming to Chicago. Is he entitled or was he right? 312-644-6767. Let's go out to those phones, and out in Chicago Ridge, we got Lonnie. Lonnie, you're on the score. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Robbie?
Good.
When the Bears kept the old coach and brought in Shane Wharton for the offensive coordinator, they wasn't under them. They was planning on keeping Justin Field. They had that team set up to win now, and somewhere along the line, they flipped the script and went and drafted this kid. Because that's why they held on to Justin so long, and ain't nobody talking about that. It wasn't set up for the first-round pick. They were set up to keep Justin Fields, and that's why they got them receivers from Los Angeles to come in and win now. They wasn't set up to win with a rookie quarterback, but they ended up getting the rookie quarterback after so much pressure was telling them they got to get the number one pick. That's what I have to say about that.
Lonnie, appreciate the call. I don't know. It seemed like they were out on Justin Fields pretty much as soon as the season was over. I know we were all having that debate and holding town halls here on the score of whether they should move on from Justin Fields to Caleb Williams. It seems like they were pretty locked in on Caleb Williams, or at least somebody, and it looked like Caleb Williams from very early on, somebody at the quarterback position with that number one pick. I don't think Ryan Poles ever really believed in Justin Fields. He would have gone to greater lengths to put Justin Fields in a position to succeed if he did, or maybe he just doesn't know how to do that. And that's part of the problem and part of the reason that Caleb Williams did not want to come here. That could be it too, but they seemed pretty sure that they were moving on from Justin Fields. I was one of the people who was saying, and yes, I was a Justin Fields guy, but once they decided they were moving on from Justin Fields, just fire the coach and start fresh, just tear it down to the studs and start fresh altogether. Why are we doing this shingling thing that the Bears insist on doing? Of getting a quarterback and then a year later get a coach, and then 2 years later get another quarterback, and then maybe a year after that you get a GM who didn't hire the quarterback or the coach, so he's going to fire a coach a year later and then go get a new quarterback a year after. What are we doing? That was the root of the mistake. But actually, that wasn't even the root of the mistake. Was ever hiring Eberflus in the first place, when the guy who Caleb Williams loved, and I know Caleb Williams wasn't coming to the NFL yet, but there's a reason Caleb Williams loved him, and there's a reason this team has won and succeeded and their quarterbacks have looked the way that they have looked. Kevin O'Connell was right there for the taking. Imagine where the Bears' timeline would be if you hired Kevin O'Connell instead of Matt Eberflus, and whether we're even having this conversation right now. 312-644-6767. Out to Dixon. And Jerry, you're on the score. What's up, Jerry?
I know this Carl Williams is being credited with saying Chicago's where quarterbacks go to die. I think I've said that for years, and I agree completely. I also would add that coaches come to Chicago to die or just be fired. It's been a long time since we had a great team. I happened to be alive at that time. And it's not a quarterback that wins a Super Bowl, maybe Tom Brady, but you look back at the Bears when they won the Super Bowl, it was mostly a defense. It was skill everywhere. And McMahon, I'm sure he was suitable, but he certainly wasn't what I would call a superstar quarterback. They got the job done with a complete team, and it's a team game. So to focus on a quarterback to bring you the glory you're after, it's not going to work, in my opinion. You got to have skill everywhere.
Jerry, I appreciate the call. And on some level, I agree with Jerry. Great quarterbacks do put you in position to win Super Bowls. Single-handedly, great quarterbacks put you in position to win Super Bowls. With their play, they single-handedly do.
Here's my problem, Rami. I vehemently disagree with that caller. You need a great quarterback. Name the last Super Bowl winner that didn't have, at the bare minimum, a great quarterback or a quarterback playing great. Joe Flacco is who I'm referencing there. Like, every Super Bowl winner going back 30 years almost has a great quarterback. The Ravens in 2000 is probably the last team that didn't have a great quarterback. And this is a sickness that has happened in this city because they saw this great defensive team win the Super Bowl with a great offense, but a fine quarterback. Yes, but it's this sickness. Oh, you can just win it with defense. No, it doesn't work like that anymore.
But now, there's another sickness, Adam, which is this. People think great quarterbacks just fall off trees, and they don't. Great quarterbacks are made by great organizations. Great quarterbacks are brought into organizations that have a plan and from top to bottom. Notice I'm not saying coaching. I'm saying organizationally, or that teams make great quarterbacks. A guy just doesn't walk in the door great on day one. You know what I mean? And yeah, having a good defense helps a quarterback, especially a rookie quarterback and a guy who's still learning this league. That helps if you're playing with a lead, or at least are games that are close consistently, and you're not constantly trying to come from behind. It helps a quarterback be great if you have good special teams that are giving you good field position time after time, or are capitalizing on long drives with successful field goals and not shanking things or bouncing them off of posts. That does help, but also the work of making a great quarterback, of hiring the right coach, of hiring the right offensive coordinator, of putting him behind a good offensive line, of putting good pieces around him for him to succeed, for putting a game plan in that fits him and what he does and doesn't ask him to do things that he's not good at. All of this goes into making great quarterbacks. And then, yes, once the organization does that, great quarterbacks go and win you Super Bowls, Adam. So I think on some level, me, you, and the caller kind of saying the same thing, are we not?
I guess in a way, I think that you can have all that other stuff, but if you don't have a great quarterback, it's not going to matter. Look, the 49ers have all of that, but they've lost twice to Patrick Mahomes because the number one factor in both of those games was the Chiefs had Patrick Mahomes and the 49ers had just fine quarterback play.
There has to be some baseline ability that gives a guy the capability of being great. But even if he has that, he won't hit that ceiling if he's not in the right organization. Look,
yes,
Mitch Trubisky, Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields were never going to be Patrick Mahomes. And I'm not going to sit here and tell anybody that they were. But could they have been better had they ended up in a better situation than the Chicago Bears? Hell yes. 100% yes. Those guys could have been, especially Justin Fields, I believe, those guys could have been much better quarterbacks than what they ever achieved with the Chicago Bears. That's what I mean when I say great organizations make great court. Not that they're just going to take some, you know, me or you, Adam Stadzinski, off the street and turn me into a great quarterback. I got an arm, though. I'll say that. Got myself an arm here. But they're not going to just going to take anybody and turn them into a great quarterback. There has to be some baseline of ability there that they can then tap into and get the most out of a guy. But even if you... Look, if Patrick Mahomes got drafted to the Bears instead of the Chiefs, he's not Patrick Mahomes. We're all missing out on watching all this greatness and instead probably pulling out our hair and wondering why they couldn't turn Patrick Mahomes into anything as they go and draft Justin Fields 3 years later, because it didn't work. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. I do have more Bears news to share with you and some thoughts on that. And also take a look at the schedule. And if you still want to get in on this, 312-644-6767. And Brian Baldinger joins me at 825. All that coming up in the final hour of Score Evenings with me, Rami Makhlouf, on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.